Welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show, brought to you by State Farm. Nathan Zegura alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, last week was a rough one against the Ravens. What do you take away from that game?
Well, I take away from we're just not there yet. You know, in our division, we haven't been able to win a game yet. Our guys play extremely hard. They fight extremely hard. We just haven't been able to put it together within the division. It's something I talk about with the team. It's the next step for us. We have to start winning within our division.
DeShone Kizer, good game against Green Bay. Rough game against Baltimore. Kind of been up and down the last 6 weeks. Three good ones, three not so good ones. When you watch tape, what's the difference in the good games and the bad games? Is it execution? Is it mental stuff? What's the difference?
The biggest piece that I see is that when it's really good, there's consistency in everything that he does. And then when it kind of falls apart a little bit, there's interceptions early that I think leads throughout the game, and then it leads him into a bad spot. And so we try to do everything we can to manage that, but I think he gets it. That's something he's got to truly correct.
Now, Isaiah Crowell had another big run last week, and we'll take a look at that in just a few minutes here. But he's averaging 6.6 yards per carry over the last four games, over 80 yards per game. Do you want to try to get him the ball even more these final 2 weeks?
We do. It's really interesting because I've heard that a lot. You know, early it was get Duke Johnson the ball, and now it's get Crowell the ball. We try to get all our playmakers the ball and give them chances. You know, our job is to do everything we can to win games. And there's times when he's going good, and there's times where things have happened well for us, and then all of a sudden looks like something else shows up. We have to try to be a little bit more stubborn and give him more opportunities, but he's got to keep making those plays.
Defensively, I think when you're the number one overall pick, people expect Myles Garrett to be a miracle worker.
Yes.
And, you know, the last few weeks he hasn't had the sacks, but has been very disruptive. From a coach's standpoint, when you watch the tape, what are you seeing from Myles Garrett?
No, you said it. He's been very disruptive. But obviously, we want the sacks, too. And I think he does as well.
Sure.
You know, that's the next level for him that he's got to continue to work at. He started off with a bang. You get a little bit cooler as more tape comes out on you. I think teams have seen how to play against him. He now has to develop more ammunition, you know, as he starts taking on more offensive lines.
Joe Schobert, named first alternate to the Pro Bowl, likely will go since Ryan Shazier is one of the players that made the Pro Bowl. I mean, coming into the season, would you have thought Joe Schobert was going to be an inside linebacker, a Pro Bowl inside linebacker for you, given that he hadn't played that spot really ever?
Absolutely. No, I didn't. And again, it's a tribute to him. He's worked extremely hard, but I also give a lot of that credit to his teammates and to the coaching staff. I think Blake Williams, along with Greg being the coordinator, has done a really good job of putting him in position to make plays. And then you look at Kirko, who calls the defense. I think they work in tandem there on game day to make things happen, because everything is kind of funneled back to our middle linebacker, and he's been sensational making plays.
He has. And speaking of sensational, we talked about that long Crow run earlier. Let's take a look at it now in our Papa John's play breakdown.
Kizer underneath center. He's got to get going. Hands the ball. It goes to Crow on left side. 5, 10, 15, 20, zigzags, 25. He's to the 30. He's to the 40. He's to the 50. He's to the 40. He's to the 37-yard line.
All right, Coach, let's take a look at this run. You're backed up near the goal line. Now, we've thrown sometimes from close to the goal line back against San Diego, really on the four. Here you went with a run. Now, pre-snap, what's DeShone doing here?
Well, he's trying to get us in the right check for the play. Obviously, if the safety's down, we wanted to run to him because we thought we had an advantage blocking at the point of attack. We put our big package in as Austin Ryder playing the big Y next to Randall, and so we try to put a little bit more beef over there to be able to create a run lane for the running play.
And here it goes, and Crow gets through, and then all the fun ensues. Nice
Absolutely.
Cut there on Eric Weddle,
really,
and he's off
cut
to the races.
Score.
Score. You'd like to see,
you got to score.
Press that turbo button in
Madden. Absolutely.
Well, Crow last year, he had the longest run from scrimmage in the NFL against the Ravens at First Energy Stadium. Now, we look from the end zone view. So here's the extra lineman you were talking about, Austin Ryder playing the tight end. Do you like to run to the strength side, especially when it seems like they didn't adjust and slide over their techniques?
So they did slide over, but we know it's a block down kick out play. It's a pool play. So we're really trying to run this ball off tackle, create a seam in there for Crow to run, and we were able to get that done.
Good cut there, and
really
Austin does a good job of turning C.J. Mosley to provide that lane behind his backside.
Yes, as you can see, he gets to that spot right there. Danny Vitale does a really good job. Kevin Zeitler does a good job on contact here. Randall was able to get Suggs out of there, and then now here's the magic.
When you see something like that with Austin Ryder specifically, how do they know when to get to that second level? Because as you see, it starts with the double team block, and then he makes the turn. And if he doesn't make that turn, this play goes nowhere.
Absolutely. Worst track blocking. So you start down inside, and if your guy is to spin out, you stay on your track. And normally those guys are working from a defensive end to a linebacker. So they did a really good job of make sure they stayed on their track, low pad level, finished their blocks so Crow could run up through there.
He's had a big run each of the last 2 weeks, and one of these days he's going to take it all the way to the house like he did
all
last
the way.
Year. All the way to the house, and we'll have more for you, speaking of all the way, on the Hugh Jackson Show right after this. Next on the Hugh Jackson Show, we hear from one of the surprises of the 2017 season, defensive lineman Trevon Coley.
I know I'm capable of doing it, so just staying in, watching film, learning the playbook. I mean, it's been a lot, but I'm good to go for it.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan's girl alongside the head coach here, Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, one of the guys that's played a lot for this defense and played very well, Trevon Coley, probably somebody that nobody knew about coming into this season. Is he one of the biggest surprises for you?
No, he is. I mean, he started off OTAs, you know, down on the depth chart, came back to training camp in great shape, worked extremely hard. And then you start noticing him in preseason games. You look up, he start earning the right to play with the first team, you know, by the time we get ready to play in our opener. And he's been dependable and accountable throughout the season. You know, there was a game where he missed, but the guy has played extremely well for us this year.
He had a big sack on Sunday, included a nice somersault celebration. He talks about that and much more with our Matt Wilhelm in the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's play walkthrough.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns defensive tackle Trevon Coley. Had a big sack last week against the Baltimore Ravens, but first and foremost, just walk me into your rookie year. You're playing a lot of football and you're getting a lot of experience. What's it been like for you as a rookie?
It's been tough. It's a lot to learn on the fly, but I know I'm capable of doing it. So just staying in, watching film, learning the playbook. I mean, it's been a lot, but I'm good to go for it.
And how did you accept those first conversations with Clyde Simmons and Greg Williams when they asked you to play such a big role early in the season?
Starting with Clyde, I mean, he's played the game for so long. So things as a player, he could relate to us when certain things are not going well, or if I need a certain technique or something, he could always, from him playing, he has that experience. Greg is just a kind of straight line guy. He said what he means, he means what he says. So, I mean, anything he says, I just try to do it to the best of my ability.
Danny Shelton, what's he been like as a mentor? Because he's only a few years into his career. To be able to lean on him in the good and the bad that comes with, you know, playing for the Cleveland Browns.
Danny's been amazing, I think, for all of us in the room. I mean, he came in, you know, first rounder, expected to play early, and he's been dominant at what he does. So he always helps us, pushes us. If we're all down, he picks the room up. He gives us the extra boost we need, the extra push. I could go to him asking for anything, if it's weather tips or it's anything, so he's been great.
Flacco's by himself in the shotgun. Line of scrimmage is the 32 of the Browns. Browns show a blitz. Here they come again. Flacco back, looking, time. Oh, he's going down. They finally get to him. Trevon Coley got in there and does a somersault after the sack. Oh, well timed.
Well timed.
I don't mean the somersault. I mean the sack. A loss of 9.
Your role is continuing to grow, and you're on the field on a third down situation, and you're aligned outside the guard. It's 3rd and 6. Walk me through the move you put on him. You kind of played on your edges, you know, opened your hips, got him around, and made the sack on Joe Flacco.
Clyde every week always tells me that I need to play more on the edges of the guard. So last week I hit a double swipe. It kind of wasn't there how I wanted it, and then I just hit an extra club. And Clyde always says point swipe, and when I looked, the quarterback was still there. I just took him down.
What was so great about the sack is that the game was still close. It forces them to have to punt and not kick a field goal, so you almost took points off the board, which is so great. But then came the celebration. Now, this is your second sack of the season where you caught off guard by the sack, and just walk us through the barrel roll celebration.
To be honest, I'm not sure what happened. I was kind of falling a little bit, and I just dove for it with a little flip. So, I mean, it actually turned out to look good, so.
Well, congratulations thus far on a good season. We've got 2 left to go, and this one will be against the Bears. Good luck against the Bears.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Got it.
Coach, when you got a guy like Trevon Coley, does that send a message to the rest of the locker room that, look, hey, I don't care where you were drafted. I don't care if we drafted you. I don't care where you came from, what your background is. But if you come out and do what we ask you to do and execute, you're going to play football for the Cleveland Browns.
It should. I mean, I think that's what pro football is all about. It's about playing the best. you know, obviously guys come in with draft status, but we don't get caught up in that. We get caught up in who's the best player for the Cleveland Browns, and obviously that's what Trevon has proven.
Yeah, one of the guys who's been one of the best playmakers for the Browns, Duke Johnson. He's up next on the Hugh Jackson Show. Next on the Hugh Jackson Show, it's the Sultan of the Stiff Arm, Duke Johnson.
It's something I like to use. It's a weapon and a tool that I have. It's kind of different for me because no one expects at my size that I would be able to do that.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Coach Jackson alongside Nathan Zagura here. Coach, Duke Johnson has been a prolific player for the Cleveland Browns. Even though he's not an every down player, he gets it done now. I was going through his stats. 7 games played at First Energy Stadium this year, 5 touchdowns for Duke. Why does he love playing at home so much?
Maybe the home cooking for him is really good.
It must be.
No, he's done a really good job. Duke is one of the best players on our offensive football team. And obviously he's a tandem back there running the ball with Crowell. He's a tandem at receiver with Josh and Corey. He's made a lot of good plays for us this year.
He makes a lot of good plays, also a very good talker, and he talks with our Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Dustin Fox here with Browns running back Duke Johnson. Duke, another week, another touchdown for you. Got into the end zone. How'd that feel?
I feel great, especially being early in the game, trying to find the end zone and, you know, give us kind of the go-ahead touchdown.
You know, you've been, I think, a spark for this team. You know, every time you touch the football, something positive seems to happen. The fans have really embraced you. You see a lot of number 29 jerseys at the game. What's it mean to you when you get an opportunity to make these plays and you hear the fans chanting your name, Duke?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, coming to the year, my biggest thing was to, you know, I never know how many carries I'm going to get, receptions. I really never know game to game. So when I do get those, it's just about making the best of every opportunity I get.
All right, Duke, so a lot of people have been talking about this stiff arm that you've been just bringing it to defenders. Is that something that you pride yourself in?
It is, and I've actually been doing it since I played Little League football. It's kind of different for me because no one expects at my size that I would be able to do that.
Sure.
It's something I like to use. It's a weapon and a tool that I have in my toolbox that I use over a lot of different things. Just because the way defenders play me rather than playing a bigger back. So kind of try to surprise them every now and then with it.
It's working. Yeah. We got to talk about your celebrations because I respect it big time. Ryan Shazier is a friend of mine. Is it tough when you see something like that to go out and play on Sundays?
It's tough. It was tough to even try to continue watching the game after that happened.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, I mean, even that night, it was like, all right, football's over for the night. Not really into the game, not really want to watch it because, like I said, you never want to see that happen to anyone. And, I mean, it's kind of, we know the risk of this game, and we know that worst-case scenario, something like that could happen. We just, you know, always hope and pray that it's not us.
And, obviously, you're paying a little homage to him, and when you go down to the knee and you say the prayer, what started that?
I just couldn't imagine, you know, being in that situation to where I may not ever have the chance to, you know, play with my kids or, you know, move around like a regular person. And it's just scary to see that. So, I mean, to me, it's just, you know, it's every day is always saying a prayer for him and his family.
Last year, the win came on Christmas Eve. This year, Christmas Eve on Sunday.
Here we go again.
Against the Chicago Bears. Got to go on the road. Another opportunity. What's it going to take to get that win, that first win?
Finish. We're just not finishing the third or fourth quarter. Second half, we'll be struggling. And I mean, turning the ball over, especially, is the biggest thing, myself included, from last game. That's just things that we can't have, is turnovers and things of that sort. So, I mean, we take care of football and we finish better. Give you a good chance to win, but you still have to go out there and execute.
Coach, when you think of Duke Johnson as a player and as a guy, what are the first few words that come into your mind?
Exciting, great person, hard worker, He's all those things, and he means a lot, not just to his teammates, but to the coaching staff. He's somebody that we really depend on to show up every week and make plays for this football team to put us in position to win. He wants that responsibility, and I think he loves that.
Does he have the best stiff arm of anybody you've coached?
No, he does. I don't know how he does it. This guy is remarkable. He can get away. There's not many people that can tackle Duke one-on-one. And he has a way about slithering away or using that stiff arm that you're mentioning that is just outstanding.
Now it's time for the Bears on Sunday. We'll preview that when the Hugh Jackson Show returns. And finally, on the Hugh Jackson Show, it's time to preview Sunday's matchup between the Browns and the Bears. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Time now for our game preview brought to you by the Northeast Ohio BMW Centers. Coach, the Bears 4-10. And earlier we talked about, and you talked about, how important it is for this team to be able to win in the division. Well, the Bears have gone out and they've beaten the Steelers, they've beaten the Ravens, they've beaten the Bengals. Now it's time for the Browns. When you look at this team, how have they been so successful against the AFC North?
Well, they've done a really good job of taking the ball away, running the football, being true to who they are, and being able to finish games in the AFC North. And we've all been surprised by it, but they've gotten it done.
Yeah, that's three of their four wins on the season against the AFC North, two of which came in overtime. Now, this Bears team, you talked about them running the ball, but let's talk about their defense as well. Top 12 in every major category, but no superstars. How have they been so good?
I think they're well coached. It starts with Vic Fangio, who's a defensive coordinator, who's a personal friend. He's done a great job there. And then there are good players there. Hicks, Trevakian. I mean, they have Fuller, the corner. I mean, they have players all throughout their defensive football team. And I just named three guys who play on all those three different levels who are making plays for their football team.
And that oldie but goodie Lamar Houston backed them 4 sacks in his last three games.
I want you to bring that up. I used to have Lamar in Oakland,
I know exactly who he is.
That's why I didn't want to break him up, because he did a tremendous job against us in the preseason game. So we know about Lamar. He's a tremendous football player, and he loves to play.
All right, turn around to their offensive side of the ball. Jordan Howard really is the straw that stirs the drink for them. Fourth in the NFL in rushing. Is this one of those weeks, again, kind of like Tennessee, kind of like Jacksonville, got to stop the run?
Absolutely. That's where they start. I think Mitchell Trubisky has come on the last couple of weeks of throwing the football. They've let him throw the ball more because I think they've been trying to put themselves in position to win more football games. So, again, it starts with Howard. But obviously, I think Mitch is starting to put the ball in the air just a little bit more. He hasn't turned the ball over a lot. He has seven touchdown passes right now. So, again, the young man, he's played 10 games. He's still a young player. He's still learning, but I think he's doing well for him.
Now, defensively, the secondary's been banged up. We've seen in practice this week, Taylor's practice one day, Boddy Calhoun's practice the other day. Mm-hmm. Do you expect to have either, neither, or both on Sunday?
I hope to have both. You know, it'd be great to have one, you know. So we'll know more as we go throughout this week. But at the same time, you know, the guys who were back there last week did a tremendous job. And next guy up, you know, that's just our mentality. We love to have those guys back. But if we can't, we're not going to make any excuses for it. The next guy that's slated to play has got to go do a great job.
Week four of the preseason, you went into this stadium, you got the win. Do you feel like going back in there and getting another one on Sunday, Coach?
Well, that's what we're chasing. You know, I told our guys it's a one-game season, and that's what we're looking forward to. We know we have another game after that, but let's go finish this one and do a great job here and go get a win for this football team, the city, and the organization.
Coach, thank you so much for the time. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for being with us for another edition of the Hugh Jackson Show. Remember, Browns countdown on News 5, 11 a.m., getting you ready for the Browns and the Bears this Sunday.